And on the line now, I have Anita McGuill from Citizens Information. Good morning, Anita.
Hello, John.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Grand, yeah. Strange times we're living in. But however, life goes on. You're going to give us an update on the pandemic unemployment payment, otherwise known as PUP.
Yes. So the COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment is a social welfare payment for employees and self-employed people who have lost all their employment due to the COVID-19 public health emergency. After the Budget 2021 announcement, a Christmas bonus of 100% will be paid in early December 2020 to people getting COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment for at least 4 months. An earnings threshold of €480 per month will be introduced for self-employed people getting COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment to allow them to take up occasional work opportunities and keep their payment. The COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment is accessible to employees, self-employed people, workers applying for international protection, including those in direct provision, students and part-time workers. Both the European Economic Area and non-European Economic Area workers could qualify for this payment. To qualify for this payment, you must have lost your job or been laid off because of COVID-19, or be self-employed and your trading income has ceased due to the COVID-19 public health emergency, or your trading income has collapsed to the extent that you are available to take up other full-time employment. You do not need to register as self-employed to get a payment. With this, you must also be aged between 18 and 66, live in Republic of Ireland, have been in employment or self-employment in Ireland on or after 13th March 2020, be genuinely seeking work, not be getting any income from employment, and have at least one PRSI contribution in 4 weeks before claiming pandemic unemployment payment or being insurable self-employment. If you are refused pandemic unemployment payment because the Department of Social Protection does not have any recent record of your employer's PRSI contribution, you should contact them and provide proof of your recent earnings. For example, your recent payslips or a copy of your payroll details, which you can find in your job pension section in your revenue my account. You may lose your payment if you refuse to return to your place of work following layoff, or refuse an offer of suitable employment, or refuse or fail to engage with its activation measures. This can include training that will help you find a job. If you get redundancy payment due to COVID-19 pandemic, you are eligible to apply for the COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment. This applies to both voluntary and compulsory redundancy. If you were temporarily laid off due to COVID-19 and later get a redundancy payment, you are eligible for pandemic unemployment payment as long as you continue to meet all the other eligibility criteria. Your redundancy payment does not impact your eligibility for the payment. If you stop claiming because you return to work but are laid off or become unemployed again because of COVID-19, you can reapply for COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment. If you are getting the payment and stop claiming because you left Ireland, you can reapply when you return. However, you may not be paid for 14 days that you are required to self-isolate when you return from abroad. If you are pregnant and your employer has no work available and cannot pay you, you can apply for COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment. This applies both when your due date is within 16 weeks and if it is more than 16 weeks from the last day of your employment. If you are getting the pandemic payment, you are treated as if you are in employment when you apply for maternity benefit. You submit your maternity benefit obligation as normal, and your maternity leave should start no later than 2 weeks before the end of the week in which your baby is due. If you're still getting COVID-19 payment when you are due to begin your maternity leave, you must close your claim and claim maternity benefit. So from the 16th of October 2020 the 31st of January 2021. The COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment weekly rates are as follows. If you were earning 400 euro or more, your personal rate will be 350 euro a week. If you were earning between 300 and 399.99 euro, your personal rate is 300. If you were earning between 200 and 299.99, it's 250. And if you were earning less than 200, the personal rate is 203. If you are an employee, your average gross weekly earnings is assessed in two separate periods, from January to December 2019 and from January to February of 2020. The higher figure is used. So, for example, if your average grossly weekly earnings were 195 in 2019 and 210 in 2020, the figure of 210 euro will be used. Similarly, if your average gross weekly earnings in 2019 were higher than in 2020, the 2019 figure will be used. If you are self-employed, however, your average weekly income in 2018 is used to decide your rate of payment. However, if you have already submitted your 2019 return to the Revenue Commissioners and feel that it may make a difference to your rate, you can request a review of your payment from the Department of Social Protection. To request a review of your new rate, you should email at puprate@welfare.ie. So that's the email they use for review of the payment. So puprate@welfare.ie. The COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment is liable to income tax and USC at the end of the year. However, the amount of tax you are liable to pay depends on your overall income during the year. You will not pay tax if your tax liability is less than your tax credits and allowances. In January 2021, your preliminary end-of-year statement will be available from Revenue. The statement will show your income tax and USC for 2020. It will tell you whether you have underpaid or overpaid your tax for 2020. If you have underpaid your tax, you can arrange to fully or partially repay the tax due using my account, or Revenue can collect the underpayment by reducing your tax credits over a period of 4 years, starting in January 2020. You will not have to pay interest on any underpayment. You must close your claim for the COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment on the date you start to work. So as soon as you return back to work, you must inform the department. You can close your claim for the COVID-19 online using mywelfare.ie. And if you have questions about closing your claim, you can contact the Department of Social Protection Income Support Helpline on 1-890-800-024. It's a helpline and they open from Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's 1-890-800-024. To apply for COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment, you could use mywelfare.ie. That's the quickest way to apply, and you will need your basic MyGov ID account, and you can set it up by using email address and password, your personal details and your bank details, as the payment can only be made into Irish bank account. If you cannot apply online, you can fill in the COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment application form and apply by post. And if you like to have further information about COVID-19, pandemic unemployment payment, or any other related issue, you can give us a call on 0761078190. That's 0761078190. In line with government guidance, our face-to-face service is not open at present, but we are continuing to provide a service via phone and email, including help with filling in the forms. You can also find further information on our website, which is www.citizensinformation.ie, And there's a contact form you can fill out there if you would like to request a call back from an information provider.
Okay, is that it? And easy, yeah?
Yes, that's the main part
yeah.
of the COVID-19 payment.